The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him, I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. I am slowly working my way through one of the classics of Western literature called De Incarnatione, in English, On the Incarnation, by Saint Athanasius. He presented an argument I had never heard before about why Jesus died on the cross, and therefore he had to be lifted up. Namely, Saint Athanasius argued, he was lifted up to purify the air. To purify the air. Saint Athanasius wrote this, "For only he that completes his life on the cross dies in the air. For being thus lifted up, he purified the air from the diabolical plots of all demons who fly through the air. And blazing the trail, he made anew the way up to heaven." In other words, Jesus died on the cross in the air to purify the air. By the way, do you ever use an air freshener in your car? Have you ever seen those air fresheners that people hang from their rearview mirror? Often look like an evergreen tree. I never use them because they always smell kind of funky to me. But that is how Saint Athanasius pictured the purpose of Jesus' crucifixion and death in the air. To purify the air. Because the evil spirits cause a stench of wickedness, far worse than any old, musty car smell. And once Jesus' crucifixion has cleared the air, a highway is opened up to heaven. The evil spirits no longer stand, or better, fly in the way. In the gospel today, Jesus talks about his future crucifixion in the air, saying, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am." I am is all capital letters. Now, besides being lifted up on the cross, can you think of another instance when Jesus was lifted up and his disciples came to believe that Jesus was I am, which is the name God told Moses from the burning bush that he wanted to be called? Well, we see a second occurrence of Jesus being lifted up and his disciples believing in him in Luke chapter 24, the famous story of the road to Emmaus. If you look carefully at the structure of that episode of the road to Emmaus, you can see the clear contours of the Eucharist. First, Jesus explains the scriptures to them, which is the first half of the Mass. We hear scripture readings and a homily that explains it. And then we read in Luke 24, verse 30, and while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. Clearly referring to the second half of the Mass, the liturgy of the Eucharist, where we take bread and enjoy it. And even though Luke does not explicitly mention it, Jesus may well have lifted up the consecrated bread and shown it to the disciples before giving it to them in Holy Communion. In other words, Jesus had once again been lifted up and purified the air of evil spirits. That is, the evil spirits could no longer cloud the disciples' minds, but they could see the Son, spelled S-O-N, clearly, and know that he is God. And so when Jesus says in John chapter 8, today's gospel, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, our Lord means not only his being lifted up on the cross, but also his being lifted up at every Mass, like one of the first Masses in Luke 24. Jesus, the eternal air freshener, is lifted up and purifies the air of evil and deadly fumes. My friends, what is the central climactic moment of the Mass for which, really, we should go to Mass? Some people say, I go to Mass to hear the homily and get a good message to help me live better. Others say, I go to Mass to receive Holy Communion, the bread of life. Others might say, I go to Mass because my wife makes me. And those are all good reasons to come to Mass. But do you know the best reason to go to Mass? It is to witness Jesus being lifted up into the air above the altar. Why? So he can purify the air, remove the clouds of doubt in your mind, so that you may believe that he is indeed I am. At every Mass, we hang in the air the eternal air freshener. Praised be Jesus Christ.